Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College and pro overreact gyms from the weekend. I chase brown kids, which is a reference to a fantasy football team name. I've had so many people ask me.
Not an overreaction.
Where did that come from? We'll begin with the Michigan Wolverines, who will make the college football playoff. That game against Nebraska was not as close as the score indicates. They were the way better team in the trenches, both sides of the ball. The formula's there, as is the schedule. They only play two ranked games the rest of the way. 10-2 Michigan is in the 12-team playoff.
I'm going to say overreaction to this point, because why was Nebraska invited into that game? It was mistakes. Coaching errors at the end of the first half.
Yeah, what was that?
It was unbelievable. And they make young mistakes defensively. And whether it's penalties or it's celebrating after a third down and taunting the side, like, you can't invite teams to continue to be a part of a game. And they did. They ultimately won the game. But you look at it, and the schedule does play out extremely well for them.
Yeah, like Maryland and Purdue.
Yeah, you got Maryland, Northwestern, Purdue. But I do think, and Wisconsin.
Yep.
The trip to USC is where I think I would be willing to say, after that game, yeah, they should be a playoff team, but not until then.
So I agree with a lot of what John said there, and especially the USC point. I mean, they still have three road games against USC, Michigan State, and people might laugh at that, but I think that could be a competitive game this year. And then Ohio State, that's at home. But I need to see more. I need to see Underwood grow. They're going to need him more and there's going to be more pressure on him. That game, they ran the ball so well. I think the bright spot to them potentially being a playoff contender is Justice Haynes looks special.
He had a great game. Some big runs, third down pickups on the ground and in the screen game. And how about Michigan's drive late, where it looked vintage Michigan, squeeze the life out of you.
8.5-minute drive. It was beautiful.
Says Mew. Oklahoma is a national title contender. Look, you got the Heisman Trophy favorite or co-favorite in Mateer. Then you throw in a defense that picked up 9 sacks, a ferocious front. That team's got a legit chance to win it all.
I don't think this is an overreaction. And they've got Kent State. They play Texas, who they should. I mean, big-time rivalry. We all get that neutral site game. But then it's Ole Miss. It's Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. Like, they don't play Georgia. They play Georgia probably in the SEC championship game, but I do think that they are. You have to consider them in a season where there's no runaway favorite as a team that could win the title.
So I think this is an overreaction. I think they are a playoff contender, but I don't know if they're a national title contender. Again, I don't know if they're more than a top 10, more than right around 10 or 9th right now, and I wouldn't take that as a true national title threat. I need to see more, even though they've done more than most in the nation this year. But they still have 6 ranked opponents, and that's not including going to South Carolina. A just absolute brutal schedule.
Mm. DJ Lagway is going to make one hell of a financial analyst in a couple years. After his 5-interception day at LSU, he threw for a grand total of, drumroll please, 61 yards against Miami. John, this is an elite quarterback, a 5-star quarterback. He's not in his first year, he's in his second year, and he looks like he's not playing pro ball when this is done.
Not at this point. But I'm going to say this is a bit of an overreaction. You are allowed to get better. Coaching makes a big difference, especially in your formative college years. I think he probably has a new staff next year, new offense. It's not just on him. His performance has been great, but I'm not ready to throw him out and say he'll never have a future in the NFL.
This is not an overreaction. I mean, seriously, 690 yards in 4 games. He got $3.7 million. Guess what that is? About $5,000 per yard.
It's not good, Tom. Yes, I was rooting for Western Michigan. Yes, I'm happy for Western Michigan. How could you not? Daniel Jones will get MVP votes. The Colts have scored 103 points through 3 games, which is the most in their franchise history, more than any team that featured Peyton Manning as their quarterback. And before you laugh at this, Sam Darnold got MVP votes a year ago. It's there for Danny Dimes.
Well, Sam Darnold did it because he was a team that was, they were a part of 14-3. I don't think that they end up with that good a record. I do think they win their division probably. They are in the playoffs. I don't think he gets, I'm not going to say he doesn't. This is an overreaction at this point because 2 defenses that they played, the Dolphins and the Titans, horrific. The Broncos, good defense, but they have not played to the level that we all thought that they would be preseason. We'll see a little bit more this weekend against the Rams. We'll see what happens against the Chargers. But, I mean, I think right now, pump the brakes.
I don't think this is an overreaction. He will get MVP votes. And I think this is going to be sustainable, maybe not this good. And John made a good point about Darnold. I actually think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback than Darnold. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh, I think so, too.
So, and the fact is that they've got him cocooned. They've got a good offensive line, and Jonathan Taylor is playing great. And so there's not so much pressure on him, and I think this will sustain itself to a degree, and he won't win it by no means. I don't even think he'll be top three, but you're just asking for votes.
The Bengals will be picking in the top 5. This is a 12, 13, even 14 loss team. They are atrocious. And there's no Joe Burrow to cover up the stench.
No, I don't think this is necessarily an overreaction, especially when you look at their schedule. When things start going downhill, and especially when Joe Burrow is, quote-unquote, possibly available to come back.
Shut him down.
They're going to look at it and say, nope, we're going to just hold off until next year. We're going to go ahead and take this and say whether we want to draft in the top 5 to take an offensive lineman, maybe to protect our number one asset, our quarterback, and we've invested so much in the offense, or they're going to have to try and find somebody to replace Trey Hendrickson, which they may trade at the trade deadline. Who knows? But he won't be there next year no matter what.
Well, I hope they are a top 5 picking team, because then that means Hendrickson will probably be moved and then the Lions will be involved, right?
That'll be to somebody else, like the Eagles will add him or something.
No, Seattle.
There you go.
All right. No, seriously, I think this is an overreaction for now. They are 2-1. And there's 6-0-3 teams that don't look like, a few of them especially, don't look like there's any hope there. So they've got a lot of mileage to gain here. And also, I do wonder if they do try to trade for a quarterback. It's so early. Because if they look at the fact that they are 2-1, they can still save their season if they can get somebody there.
We did this a little last week in the Thursday touch-in. You could add Cousins. Maybe he's better than Browning. The issues are so much deeper than who the quarterback is.
Yeah,
Cousins doesn't elevate this team enough.
I would agree with you to an extent, but man,
I get it. You don't want to quit on your season 3 weeks in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious what that's going to mean for Zach Taylor.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. The NFC South race is over. As if there was any doubt after they had that field goal blocked for a touchdown, Baker takes the ball and does what he does. Drives him right back down, wins the game. They're 3-0. The Falcons, atrocious performance yesterday in Carolina. The Saints, ugly out in Seattle. Bucks might win 13 games. This division's over.
Not an overreaction. Because of what we talked about. I mean, I've had Tampa in my power surge. I don't know if they're going to win 13 games because Mike Evans being hurt, how long is he out, will affect them. But they've got maybe the rookie of the year and Amike Igbuka. They've been able to manufacture three game-winning drives in their first three series or their first three games. But let's make sure that it's a grain of salt because it's against the Falcons, against the Texans, and against the Jets.
But their schedule's easy. That's what I pointed out in the preseason. Well, like the back end of their schedule is, and this division is awful. I mean, what the Falcons did yesterday was atrocious. Like, I think that's 10 times worse than what the Bengals did. At least they have an excuse.
Well,
the Bengals.
Well, I think the division is going to be Tampa's. I think they'll run away with it. I'm not going to bury anyone. We know how that goes. But I will say we'll find out more this week because they do play the Eagles. They play them at home.
I'm Batman. Speaking of the Eagles, they're the new Chiefs. They win ugly. They win even if they don't deserve to. They'll find a way. It's that championship pedigree. How do you block not one but two field goals in the fourth quarter? Find a way to win that game, overcome a 19-point deficit. They found a way to do it, and then just to rub it in, that field goal return for a touchdown.
It's a bad beat.
Hurt certain people.
What was the spread on
you
that game?
You want him to fall down, Jordan Davis.
Go down! Or how about someone catch the biggest dude on the football field?
No, that's his moment of a lifetime.
He had an entourage. No one was catching him, especially with him moving down the field. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what I just said. We'll find out more this week because Tampa plays the Eagles. We'll find more about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we'll maybe confirm what we believe we know about the Eagles. So I'm not ready to say no that they're the new Chiefs because it may in fact be Tampa.
I think this is an overreaction. They're not the new Chiefs yet. I see where you're going in terms of, okay, they've won they're 3-0 and it's plus 14 point differential.
Yeah.
I mean,
winning ugly.
That would be Chiefs-like, but I think this offense isn't to where the Chiefs is yet. That the
Eagles Chiefs was.
Or Chiefs was. Like, they still have more offensive weapons. You know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were real huge in that comeback yesterday. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have that anymore. And he doesn't have some dinosaur tight end freaking out on the sideline either.
Do me. Last one. Carson Wentz will start the majority of the games for the Minnesota Vikings this season. He didn't need to be great over the weekend, but he threw a couple touchdowns, and he's got a couple games coming up where he can build some momentum in a Kevin O'Connell offense. We know that J.J. McCarthy looked overwhelmed.
I think this is an overreaction only because we saw one game against an overmatched team. So I don't know what Kevin O'Connell's going to do. If he continues to win, I think he rides a hot hand. And he very well may be Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think if they win these two games overseas, they're going to Ireland and then London back-to-back. Yeah.
And it's what, Pittsburgh and
I can't remember. I know it, but I can't think of it. But yeah, I wouldn't call Pittsburgh a gimme, by the way.
And the Browns.
Look what happened yesterday at Green Bay. There's no gimmies. I think Wentz has to go 2-0 over there to be the starter when they come back.
I'd push back on Pittsburgh. They won with like 202 yards. They won because the Patriots had five turnovers yesterday. I've not been overly impressed with the Steelers.
I know, but look, they're 2-1. I mean, okay. We got to wonder here at some point, like, you are what your record is, right?
Yeah.
All right, those are your overreact, Jims, 97-1. When it comes time to replacing your roof, it's a conversation you're dreading, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's not something you look forward to. It's a big investment, but you got to make the right choice. And for over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Here's why. Not only are they local experts with a proven track record, it's a good start, but every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means the investment's protected for as long as you own the home and if you sell it. Plus, Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating from thousands of happy customers. Look, it's almost impossible to get a 4.9-star review now. That kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Greg Gania, little assist from Dickerson. Six straight losses on the homestand. They've lost 9 of 10. They have a one-game lead in the division. We'll get back to who you blame at 7:35. John, I didn't get to the Packers and overreact, Jims.
The loss that they took?
Blowing
in
a 10,
Cleveland? Yeah.
Nothing, fourth-quarter lead.
And it was a matter of about, I think the Browns scored 10 points in about 45 seconds. Field goal, then turnover. And
what was Love doing on that interception?
Well, so that's always kind of the thing about Jordan Love is there seems to be, throughout the course of a season, and this happens, it's not just exclusive to him, save for one or two quarterbacks, there's always that costly interception that either costs you a game or your defense stands tall and you escape a game. They weren't able to escape that game against Cleveland.
They didn't do anything well. Most penalties for them since 2010, they had 14 penalties. Their quarterback was sacked 5 times. I know they had some injuries up front, and they couldn't run the ball. Mm-hmm. But even all that, you still have a 10-0 lead in the fourth quarter, and your quarterback makes a mind-numbing, back-breaking interception. And John, he's done this in big games repeatedly. It's one of the fights they have with Valeni about it, is he thinks he's better than I do. I think he's an average quarterback, maybe slightly above average quarterback, but if he's going to do this stuff, he's going to keep the Packers from achieving what they want to achieve this season.
Yeah.
He just makes too many of these mistakes in big games.
He does. And the defense played well. Wouldn't say they were great against the Cleveland offense, led by a senior citizen. And so it's, they kind of had one of those games where not everything went wrong, but enough went wrong where they lost to an inferior opponent. This is what happens in 17 games.
Well, it's funny you put it that way. The way Micah Parsons put it, we can't play the clip. But I think Stoney once paraphrased for Micah. Micah's quote was, "We est the bed."
Yeah. Well, and I heard some more of his quotes, and he said, through the course of 17 games, It's really hard to win games in the NFL. That's why we celebrate every time we win a game. And moments like this happen. Now, how are you going to react to it? What are you going to do coming out of a loss like this? But it does even the it evens the ledger for the Lions.
If they can get a win tonight.
Now they got to go out there and take care of business. It's not easy. Not going to be easy.
No. Did you hear their left tackle before the game earlier this week?
Oh, he was, 17-0.
17-0. Yeah.
How's that feel? I'm asking you.
You're asking me what it's like to make a proclamation and have it blow up in your face epically in short order? You think I have some kind of personal experience with that type of work?
What's the poll saying right now?
I sure hope it's Scott Harrison or runaway.
He's third most to blame, Jim.
I'm still beating A.J. Hinch.
You're beating A.J. Hinch, who is down to 1.7%. The players at 27%, and Jim Costa at 24%. You got a quarter of the votes.
I'm as big a blame as the players themselves, the people with the bats and the gloves who play in the field.
So out of 405 votes to this point, you have nearly 100. 100!
Who do you blame most for the Tiger collapse? You can vote on our Twitter account, our X account, at Costa and Jansen. We're going to get back into it at 7:35. Let's get to Heather with the news. You are loving this.
You guys, you might have seen this story trending over the weekend. I was shocked by what I saw. This Michigan high school football player in Kalamazoo. Ring any bells yet? This horrific injury that he suffered?
Oh, I did hear about it, yes.
Oh my gosh, suffered this horrifying injury. It was during a JV game, happened last Thursday night, when this boy who was twice his size jumped on him. Twice.
Yeah.
And it was like a shocking video to watch. The incident took place during a game between Lakeshore and Kalamazoo Central High School. Like I said, this video shows a Lakeshore player tackling a 15-year-old boy named Colton. Then the Lakeshore player gets up, right, as you would after the tackle, but then decides, you know what, this isn't over yet, and just like pancakes this guy, jumps on him again.
Belly flops
this,
him?
Like kind of looks like a belly flop. And this kid is a large boy, right? Like it wasn't like this.
Right.
It was in this, this poor kid suffered a fractured spine. Right. The mom says that he is not going to be returning for the rest of the season, and doctors are still trying to evaluate if he could ever play again. No word yet on if this Lakeshore player is going to receive any, you know, punishment for his misconduct. I haven't heard about any of that yet, but man, pretty shocking video to watch. A rivalry high school game between Cass Tech and Detroit King was suspended on Friday due to crowd concerns and reports of unruly fan behavior. So fans were apparently jumping the fence to get in, were causing some security concerns. So this was being played at Wayne State. They had sold 5,653 tickets. Wayne State holds 6,000 fans.
Sure, so they problem.
No problem, but they already had quite a bit of tickets sold. People were getting in without tickets. They didn't know.
They lost kind of
lost control, yeah. I guess, of the situation. So according to the Detroit Public School League, director, there were just too many people for police to manage.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's the worst part.
Exactly.
And it robs them of what would be a cool environment, too. I know they still played the game the next day, but
yeah,
they
did much less. People.
Yeah, at a different location. So the next day, it was only just parents of the players and the cheerleaders, for sure. Michigan State linebacker Wayne Matthews flew back to campus with the team on Sunday after being released from a Los Angeles hospital. Scary situation took place during the game. Placed on a stretcher, had to be carted off to an ambulance after being injured in the first half of the game against USC. Thankfully, his motor skills were intact, right?
It was scary.
Super scary. Medically cleared to leave the hospital. He did post on X himself saying, "Thank you for all your prayers and support. I'm doing a lot better now. I'll be back in no time." Very good to hear that. Today officially kicks off the first day of fall. And if you're looking for some fun fall activities, you may want to head to Commerce Township. Go check out the Long Family Orchard and Farm in Commerce. They just unveiled their new corn maze this year.
Oh, I
saw
that.
Something they do every year. And this year, pretty cool. It's a recreation of Amon-Ra St. Brown's headstand celebration.
Awesome.
And basically, after that celebration went viral and they saw how many people were like flocking to the home bakery in Rochester.
Oh, sure.
To like,
it got
viral sensation. Yeah. They thought, you know what? This is what we're going to do for our corn maze. And they actually came up with the idea in January and had to keep it all a secret. It's pretty cool.
It's cool. It amazes me how they can be so accurate when they're either planting or cutting. It's really cool.
I'd like to know, I mean, when you go to a corn maze, you can't actually see what it looks like. I mean, the aerial views are what's really cool.
Yeah.
But when you go to the corn maze,
you don't know the difference.
Design is, so you don't know the difference checking it out in person. But anyway, I'm not telling you not to go check it out. It's pretty cool. Go see them. You can see they've got a cider mill there, animals, all sorts of fun stuff. You guys, the American dream is getting more and more expensive. It now costs over $5 million over a lifetime to fund 8 key components of the American dream, including homeownership, raising children. Now, of course, everybody's dream is a little different, right? Sure. We all don't have the same dream.
What are the components?
But the components, retiring in comfort. I think we can all agree
that
we'd like to retire in comfort. Affording quality health care, owning a home, raising a family, owning a car, going on vacation every year, caring for pets, and having a wedding. Those are like 8 components of this dream. And according to the report, if you add them all up over a lifetime, it will cost $5,043,323. Yeah. The most expensive of those things being retirement.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Think about that. Finally, Matthew McConaughey. I don't know why he's giving out marriage advice, but he is. He's got some advice for all the married couples. He's saying, you know what? Ditch those king-size beds. You might think those are nice, right? I know you just got one recently.
Yeah, I just got one too. I love it.
Throw it away. Get a queen instead. He said that brings you closer to your spouses and you don't have to
That was my argument. Mm-hmm. She's so far away now.
Yep, exactly.
The way you said that, McConaughey's not married, I take it?
No, he is married.
Oh, okay, well, you said for some reason.
I don't know why he's giving out. Okay. I just don't know what prompted him to give out the marriage. Was it just like...
People ask him questions. I think he was on the Rogan podcast. I don't know if that comes from...
It didn't... I don't have all the details.
Okay.
That's what I meant. I don't know where he was giving out or why he was giving it out. No, he's happily married. And he said for a while there, they had a king-size bed. And it was like... He had to like climb over to find her at night. And now he's like the queen. We're kind of shoulder to shoulder. She's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but where's your dog going to sleep? Or your cat going to sleep?
In a dog bed?
Exactly.
Outside?
Oh, come on.
The dog house.
He does seem like a cat guy, though. Probably got a cat.
Does he?
McConaughey?
Yeah.
You can look it up.
I don't know that.
We'll look it up. Heather with the news. Coming up next, the blame game for the Tigers, 97-1.
Hey, Lions fans, Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today, only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customer during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and detail. Based on Root Metrics, Detroit Root Score Report 1H2025. Tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, not great, guys. Good morning, 97-1. They are in a free fall. Losers of 9 of the last 10.
At the most critical time, too.
Uh-huh.
And all along, I have said, you know, not knowing that they were going to go into this free fall, but that they had to play their best baseball leading into the playoffs. And in fact, they've done the complete opposite. This is the worst baseball that they have played in almost 2 years.
It's ridiculous.
And it goes, and it's like they're all taking turns, but they're taking turns in mass, whether it's the entire pitching staff or it's the bullpen or it's the bats. They just can't seem to put a good pitching performance together with some bats or vice versa.
Look, they're not going to be the whole show. We're going to talk Lions, 8 o'clock, Monday night game, Ravens, a lot of people paying attention. But if you're a Tiger fan right now, talk us through where you're at. Because it was Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday, and it capped off a six-game homestand where they lost every single one. And if not for a Guardians loss yesterday, the division lead would already be gone.
Yeah, it'd be tied.
And you can blame whoever you want to blame for it. We got a poll question up right now. Scott Harris, the players, AJ Hinch, radio hosts making proclamations and guarantees and burials in July. Those are your choices.
You've overtaken second place.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
You've overtaken second place.
But I should not.
Hold
first
on. Let me refresh. Come on. Yes.
Great radio.
You're in second place.
I am more responsible than the players for the collapse taking place. Just say it out loud so it makes sense.
And 20 times more responsible than AJ Hinch.
Right. The guy setting the lineup every single day who's in the clubhouse and in a leadership role. But I better not overtake the man who is leading our poll right now. This is still on Scott Harris, and I don't want to let the players off the hook. You can pick out individual decisions you don't like from the manager. John, his job was to get better at the deadline. Forget about that. They got worse. Morton with a 7 ERA was DFA'd over the weekend, cane and all. Paddock was pushed to the bullpen. We don't want to see any of him. Hey, wait till Seawald comes back. Oops. John, their ERA since the deadline, 22nd as a team. 25th if you look at FIP, so there's no like, oh, it's just bad bounces. Their pitching staff was a strength, is now a problem, has been a problem, and that was the thing Scott Harris attempted on the cheap to fix. And then I look at this offense, which we all knew was kind of smoke and mirrors. We all begged for a bat. John, their offense is terrible. Also 22nd in the month of September. What, 2 of 13 yesterday?
Yeah.
Runners in scoring position, 13 left on base. This was entirely predictable, and it's Scott Harris's fault that he didn't reinforce this ball club.
So who is to blame more than anyone else?
Scott.
I think it's the players. Now, they didn't get assistance from Scott Harris at the trade deadline, but these were the guys, and we kind of all, we enjoyed Javier while he was in town. We kind of all believed that eventually he would go back to being Javi, and he has. In the month of September, he's batting 111.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest disappointment is Riley Green.
You're right.
Who is the one that everybody, you know, believes is their most consistent hitter, the guy that has to be a factor if they're going to do anything in the postseason, let alone make the postseason. He's been batting 169 in the month of September. The bats have gone absolutely silent.
Mm-hmm.
Gleyber Torres, 217 in the month of September. Now, Torque, the bright spot,
yes,
is batting just under 300 and thought we were going to have the Spencer Torkelson moment on Saturday.
Right.
Until they handed the ball to Will Vest.
Look, and I know I can't like shout the Suarez thing too loudly because he hasn't hit well since the deadline. He did have hits in every game this weekend in a pivotal series for the Mariners against the Astros. He has given them pop and power and situational edges. I'd rather have him than Matt Vierling. I'd rather have him than Andy Ibañez. I'd rather have him than Javi Baez and Zach McKinstry playing third base. Again, it was just such an obvious move, and there were so many other moves, like Bednar at the deadline we discussed. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to do it. And I just keep going back to one thing that Scott Harris said. And he said there were moves that we could have made that would have haunted this franchise for years to come. So I will ask the people of Detroit, what's more haunting? Losing Max Anderson or one of the 7, 8, 9, 10 prospects at the back end of the farm system? What's more haunting? Giving up Max Anderson or the largest collapse in franchise history? Because that's what Scott Harris is juggling right now. Don't want to give up one prospect not named Clark or McGonagall because it could haunt us. John, this is pretty haunting what's happening right now.
Well, and he's put himself in a position to where, I mean, you're looking at the top prospects and they all should hit. Like that's not a gamble that I would think any president of baseball operations, general manager, anybody would want. Because we all think Kevin McGonagall, Max Clark, okay, those are guys that maybe they've got a better than even chance of impacting this roster
sure.
in a year or 2 years. Jose Briseño, Rainer, Lorenzo, Howie Lee, like any of those, you start going down the list.
Are they all going to hit?
Well, so but and you mentioned Max Anderson.
Can they all even be on the roster at the same time? How many of those guys are infielders?
Right, but that's the issue is if that's what he's going to talk about, and he feels like in 27 and 28, like these guys are going to be the next wave of all-stars for this team, and they're going to be even better than what you have now, then his gamble is that they're, instead of a 50-50 shot, like, is he gambling that it's 95% that these guys are all going to hit? Like, that to me is where the lunacy comes in.
And by the time they're here, Scooble will be gone. It reeks of when he took the job, they didn't expect to be this good this early. Like last year was miraculous and this year's start was miraculous. And whether he believed they could just work miracles or just didn't think that they are yet at the position to really make moves, I don't understand. Because it felt like they got all the signs to invest in this club and they didn't. And they're going to squander it.
But that's the position he's put himself in.
Yeah.
Is and trust me, I don't think it's just on Scott Harris. I've been a big proponent. It's on the players. The players have bats have gone silent, arms have gone dead.
What I'm hoping happens in all this, first of all, they find a way to make the playoffs here. Like we keep waiting for them to win one game so we can do the okay, now we got a 2-game lead with only 5 to go and another Scooble start. Like we keep waiting for them to win just so they can stabilize. I hope they still find a way to get in. I'm a Tiger fan at my heart here. I don't want to do like the reckoning show for Scott Harris. I also know he's not going to be fired. And I really hope that this like rewires his brain chemistry because you cannot go into a deadline like this ever again if you're in contention. Ever. I hope this scars him deeply as a decision maker so that we never have to play this game again about, well,
We're going to do Band-Aids. We're going to do bargain bin. We're going to shop in the clearance aisle. If you're good, act like it, because this is what happens when you don't.
He's butchered two trade deadlines. I mean, to me, that's a fact at this point. That's caused the them doing less at the deadline is what's caused this massive collapse. But in terms of what you said, Jim, and making the playoffs and this thing not fully coming like full circle, you blame Will Vest on Saturday. That game was a win.
Should have been.
That was the one in this streak here. And like, you're up two games and that's the and then you're making the playoffs, maybe, like you're saying, even though you've got all these problems and he screwed it up. The reason like this thing's going to come full circle to me is still the players. I mean, it's rough. It's been an abomination. Will Vest in September has been awful.
If he shuts the door, we're talking about Torkelson's home run potentially saving them.
Yeah.
And now it's for nothing. They lost the game. 248-539-9797. We got ticket texts. We got phone calls. We're going to wrap on the Tigers. Talk Lions at 8 o'clock. It's 97.1. All right, guys. We've been talking about baseball. I'm sure you're ready to just focus on football. Gear up for football season with Moran Chevrolet. It's kickoff time. Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Whether you're headed to the tailgate or cheering from home, get in the game with a winning deal. Lease a 2026 Equinox LT for $279 a month. 36-month lease, $999 down. Find your ride fast, MoranExpress.com, or stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.